Well, on Monday, Oakland high school teachers are planning a work stoppage and will march nearly 2.5 miles to City Hall. They're upset with the lack of progress in negotiations between the teachers' union and the Unified School District. In a city with skyrocketing housing costs and low and stagnant teachers' wages. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline with the chair of the science department at Oakland High, Susie LeBaron. Thanks for joining us today, Susie. I know that the district is offering you a 1% increase. Is that one of the sticking points, and what are some of the other sticking points?
Well, it is one of the sticking points. They've offered us actually a total of 5%, but it's 1% a year for 5 years. That's one of the sticking points. Class sizes are one of the sticking points, and accommodations for some of our special ed teachers having to do with their ratio of students that they serve.
Talk a little bit about how long you've been working without a contract, and how long the negotiations have been going on, and what's the feeling like in that room with you sitting across the aisle, and is any kind of progress being made?
No, we're at an impasse with the district. We have been since, I believe, last spring, when they just arbitrarily announced that they're not coming back to the table to talk to us anymore. We've been working without a contract for almost 2 years, since 2017. And I think the feeling is that we need to take some sort of action. I need to be super clear about one thing. Mm-hmm. This is not a union action. We are all members of the Oakland Education Association, OEA, which is associated with the California Teachers Association and AFL-CIO. This is not a sanctioned union event. It's a group of teachers at Oakland High, the vast majority of our staff, who have decided that the situation is untenable and we need to take some kind of action to make sure we're getting heard.
Right. Talk a little bit about the correlation between the high number of students of color and teachers' wages. There is a connection there, isn't there?
There is. We pulled about the statistics on about five districts around us that were chosen pretty randomly. Of all of them, we were the lowest paid, and we have the highest number of black and brown students. And I think that if you look at it historically, you would find, looking probably at any random group of school districts, that teachers that teach black and brown students tend to be dramatically lower paid than teachers who teach primarily white students.
Right. Okay. And so the action on Monday, quickly in the next 20 seconds, tell us what you hope to accomplish by this.
We hope to get the district's attention, and we've got their attention. They sent legal to talk to one of our teachers on Friday to tell us that this is not authorized and that we were all going to have our pay docked and possibly have a letter put in our files. And we said, bring it.
Okay. Good luck. That's Susie LeBaron, chair of the science department at Oakland High. Thanks for joining us today, Susie.